You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. That life you've been secretly dreaming of, the one that keeps whispering to you, reminding you that you're meant for more, it's meant for you, and it is possible. Your part in making it all real is to get your inner game on point, and I'm here to help you do just that. I'm Jade Stoner, host of Soul Growth the Podcast, transformational life and soul coach, online content creator, and entrepreneur. I've spent over 10 years studying, living and breathing personal and spiritual growth, and I'm here to help you elevate so that you can live the life you love inside and out. You are worthy of more, and your time is now. So let's do this. Hello and welcome back to today's episode of the Soul Growth Podcast, the final one of 2022. How fast has this year gone? I mean, I'm pretty sure I say that every year, and every year it's true. So before I get into today's content, I just want to take a moment to say thank you. First off, thank you for choosing you. And for choosing to walk this journey to create a better life for yourself and your family, present and future. I know it's not easy to question all that you've been taught, to walk a different path and to open up yourself to more and actually doing the things to make it all happen. And there are so many people that want to do that for themselves too, but they'll continue to allow the fear to guide them instead of having the courage to follow the whisper inside of them. And because you're here listening to this right now, that tells me that you choose to have, do, and be more. And because of you, not only will your life be full, but you'll also fill up the lives of so many others around you just by choosing yourself and following your dreams. And I don't know about you, but I believe that deserves a huge thank you. So kind of following on a little bit from last week's episode, remember to be thankful for yourself because you are amazing. And all of that are also reasons to celebrate your fine self, which is exactly what this episode is all about. So we're about to close the chapter of 2022, and this time probably has you reflecting on the year that you've had, which can bring up a whole heap of emotions about all of the things. You know, a part of you might be excited about starting a new year and elevating your life in the year ahead. And at the same time, another part of you might be sad or disappointed or disillusioned and all kinds of other negative emotions about all of the things that you didn't achieve this year and how you're going to be another year older, and then wondering if maybe all of this personal growth stuff is just bullshit anyway. And I'm here to remind you and to say, stop. I've been there, done that, and all it does is make you feel crap, pull you out of alignment, undo all the great work you've done, overshadow the things that you have to be grateful for in this year, and it also feeds into a victim state, and you're not a victim. So it's time for you to shift your focus and perspective. You are exactly where you're supposed to be in your life right now. And everything is exactly as it's supposed to be. And depending on where you're at on your own soul growth journey, that might take you a minute to fully accept that. And that's okay. You know, it's all part of you learning to master your inner game. So if you find yourself dwelling on the coulda, shoulda been this year, shift your focus from all the things that you haven't made happen yet and focus on all the things that did happen for you this year. All the things you did achieve, and celebrate the fuck out of them and yourself. Because you know what? No one knows what it takes to be you. No one knows what you've experienced in your life so far, what you've overcome, and all the pieces that you've had to move and rearrange to bring you to where you are today. And sure, you might not be where you want to be yet, but you're on your way, and all of that deserves to be acknowledged and celebrated. And celebrating you is an act of self-love. And as you begin to look at and realize all that you are and all that you've achieved, it builds your self-confidence and it adds to your feeling of self-worth. You know, you begin to see all that you are capable of, and it makes you want to build on all of that even more. So that gives you another level of conviction to do the things that you want and need to do in the weeks, the months, and the year ahead. As you focus on and tap into all of the things there are to celebrate yourself, you are again counteracting that pesky part of your mind that always wants to find the bad in things, and you start training yourself to look for more things to celebrate. So the way I like to do this is to set aside a couple of hours of uninterrupted time to really do this properly. And also, you get to make it fun. You know, put on some music, pour your favorite drink, have some snacks on hand, and really treat this reflection time as part of your self-care, because that is exactly what it is. Have a pen and paper on hand or use your journal. And I actually like to have a dedicated notebook that I use every year to do this. So you take out that notebook every year and you go through what I'm sharing with you right now. And you're going to ask yourself, what have you created this year? What have you achieved? And a great way to do this is to break it down into the different areas of your life. So look at your relationship with yourself, your physical health, your mental and emotional well-being, your family, your relationships, your finances, your overall lifestyle, including things like your hobbies. You know, look at all of that. And ask yourself, have you leveled up in any or all of these areas of your life? Write them down. What goals did you set for yourself in these areas that you achieved? And watch out here, because your mind can be very sneaky. So be aware if it starts running off and starts to focus on what you didn't achieve, or it tells you that something should have been more or you could have done better. That's not what this exercise is about. So pull your mind back on track and focus on the things that you did do, that you did achieve. And this isn't just about the big, obvious things that you did this year, like perhaps moving house into your next dream home or starting your own business. I also invite you to dig deeper and to look at the quote unquote smaller things too. So did you create some boundaries in your life to support you? Or did you speak up at a time when you recognized that in the past you would have stayed quiet? Did you break a habit that was hindering your life? You know, these are all things to be acknowledged and celebrated too. And when you look at your life, when you look at the bigger things in life, it's often a combination of these so-called smaller things that add up to equal the big things. So don't overlook those. You know, really dig down, scratch beneath the surface, and take a look at all of those things that have changed you as a person and therefore change how you show up in life. And something to remember is that this exercise isn't for anyone else. It's for you to remind you of your capabilities, your journey, your achievements, and to remind you that you're already doing the things and you can do the things. So it's about you seeing your growth and your power. So it doesn't matter if what comes up for you is impressive to anyone else, or if you consider it to be big or small. Going back to what I shared earlier, no one knows what it takes to be you. So acknowledge all of it. When I started reviewing my 2022, I went right back to January 1st and I started to reflect on my personal achievements this year so far. You know, still got a couple of days to make some magic happen. And some of the things that came up for me were things that I probably would have overlooked in the past, like celebrating myself properly for my birthday this year. And that's an achievement for me, because over the years, I recognize that I always put so much thought and time and effort into organizing birthday celebrations for others, but not fully showing up for me. So this year, I changed that. And because I've I showed up for myself in that way, in that area of my life, the beautiful thing was that it also rippled out into other areas of my life. And I can see the evidence of that one act in so many other things this year. So what are those kind of things for you? And as you can see from the example that I've shared with you, looking back over your year at the things you may not have before now counted as something to celebrate, it strengthens your relationship with yourself and it creates a deeper level of trust with yourself, which is the foundation of so much. So now that you have your achievements in front of you and you can see it all together, it's time to actually physically celebrate yourself. And that means you're going to do something to anchor your celebrations, your achievements into yourself, into your body. So what does that look like? Well, this is the fun part. That's up to you. You might choose to buy yourself a bottle of your favorite champagne or a bar of your favorite chocolate, or you can put on your favorite feel-good tune, turn up the volume and dance like nobody's watching. The choice is yours. And here's the thing. It's not so much about what you do, so much as it is about attaching your celebrations to something physical. And what you're doing is you're wiring and training your brain and body that when you do good, good stuff follows, and then you're going to want to do more of that. And you're actually repatterning yourself to attach joy and celebration to your achievements, and you're making it familiar so that all parts of your inner game get the memo, and they can then support you in achieving more and more because these parts know that it's safe and it feels good. And then from here on out, every time you achieve something, whether that's something as big as investing in your next level or it's getting everything done on your to-do list in a day, celebrate it. You know, watch an episode of your favorite TV show or enjoy a cup of your favorite tea. Whatever makes you feel good, and be conscious and present with the thing and say to yourself, I am enjoying this cup of tea right now for these next 5-10 minutes because I did X, Y, and Z, and really make it clear to your mind. And again, it's about whatever makes you feel good, and celebrating doesn't have to mean spending big money or any money at all. It's just about a small act. Again, to physically anchor that celebration into your body, and so that your body can connect feeling good with celebration. You get to rewire yourself with every daily achievement, not just at the end of the year. And by celebrating yourself more frequently, you're going to integrate the rewiring into your body faster, which will support you in achieving more. And all of that adds up to creating your desires, to creating the life that you're dreaming of and that you are here to create. You deserve to celebrate you and the amazing person that you are for being on this journey, and you absolutely deserve to have it all. So go get it. So that's all for today's show. And for the final time this year, I am out. Thank you so much for being here, for tuning in, and for all of the great feedback and messages I received from you about the show. I look forward to bringing you so much more great stuff in 2023. Big love as always. Mwah. Thank you for hanging out with me today on Soul Growth. I hope you enjoyed listening to the show as much as I loved creating it for you. I have no doubt that there was something in today's episode that you were meant to hear. So whatever nudges and inspirations you had while listening, trust them and act on them. That's your soul speaking to you. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed and following the show on your favorite platform so you'll be the first to know when the next episodes drop. And if you're wanting more of the good stuff, follow me on Insta at IamJadeStoner. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it. And remember, it's all soul growth.